This is Bob Brunel, and this is Newsworthy for Thursday, sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 21 and 41, member FDIC. It's officially Christmas tonight in downtown Oshkosh. First at 6 o'clock, the city Christmas tree will be lit in Grand Opera House Square. Following that, it'll be the downtown Christmas parade, sponsored by Amcor. The parade will feature over 75 floats, lighted parade balloons, marching bands, and more. City staffers are working on putting together a tenant resource page for the city website. After the group Esther raised concerns about affordable housing at Oshkosh, the city decided to develop that one-page comprehensive information sheet for residents who are looking for housing help. Business owners, how do you feel about 2025? The annual Chamber Business Outlook Survey is now underway. You have until January 10th to complete the questionnaire. The results of the survey will be used to project the economic forecast for the Oshkosh area. All responses are confidential, and results will be made available to Chamber members. The business survey was emailed to area businesses earlier this week. Page 2, some sad news. Tony Redding has passed away. Tony was a husband, father, and attorney, and past leader of several organizations, including the YMCA, Community Foundation, United Way, and the Payne Arts Center and Gardens. The Green Bay Packers Foundation is helping the Oshkosh Boys and Girls Club. The Packers have presented the club with a check to help buy equipment for their new gymnasium. The State Department of Transportation will have a public meeting on the upcoming Oregon-Jackson Street project. The meeting will be held at the public library next Wednesday starting at 5. Construction of the project begins in 2028. University of Wisconsin-Oshkosh is again offering voluntary early retirement in an effort to balance their budget. 57 veteran full-time professors will be getting offers from the school. For the very first time, better than 50% of Oshkosh school district kids are taking part in extracurricular activities, things like sports, music, drama, and clubs. School officials say there's still room for improvement at Oshkosh North. And EAA's annual Christmas in the Air is Saturday from 10 till 3. The free community event is at the EAA Museum and features, of course, music, dance, goodies, and a visit from Santa Claus. Turning to sports, Oshkosh North basketball standout Zay Mitchell had a great start to his senior season, scoring 45 points in Tuesday night's win. Mitchell will play next season for the Iowa State Cyclones. And the Herd is on the road tonight. They're in Grand Rapids taking on the Gold. That's a look at Newsworthy for Thursday. We're always sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 21 and 41, member FDIC.